The High Court heard two challenges to Nevada's Education Savings Accounts Program, or ESAs, passed by the Republican-controlled legislature last year. The ESAs are designed to give parents the state's per-pupil allocation, roughly $5,000, to pay for private school tuition and other qualified programs. At question in the first challenge is whether the state inappropriately diverted funds from public schools. Paul Clement, a former U.S. Solicitor General, represented the state in defending the program.
This is a very practical approach because they have one account, the distributive school account, that is going to fund everybody that stays in the public school and everybody who uses the education savings account.
On the other side, attorney Tamerlan Godley said the state had an obligation to maintain its public education system.
We have to make sure that they reasonably appropriate the funds that are sufficient for public schools first, and that they use that money.
Both sides faced tough questioning from the justices. In the second challenge, justices also heard arguments over the constitutionality of allowing public money to go toward non-secular schools. A ruling will come at a later date, but experts say the outcome could have national implications for education policy. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.